أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
And after the dead body has been lowered into the niche, the ties of its shroud should be what? Unfastened. You know, when you cover the body with the shroud, you should what? You should tighten it with a piece of cloth from the middle and from its legs and from the head. When you put it into the grave, you should untighten these fastens. Okay? And its cheek should be what? And its cheek should be placed on earth. Okay? And an earthen below, an earthen pillow should be done up under its head, and some unpacked bricks or lumps of clay should be what? Should be placed behind its back so that the dead body may not return flat on its back. Before closing the niche, the person reciting the talqin should hold with his right hand the right shoulder of the dead body and should place his left hand tightly on its left shoulder and take his mouth near its ear and shaking its shoulders, you see, should say thrice, Isma' Ifham, Ya, he will mention the name of the dead person, his name and his father's name. Here the name of the dead person and his father should be called. For example, if the name of the dead person is Muhammad, and his father's name Ali, it should, yes, it should be said thrice, Isma Ifham Ya Muhammad bin Ali, and then he should say, Al-Mulaqqin, this person, Hal Anta Alal عهد الذي فارقتنا عليه من شهادة. So what is this عهد? What is this agreement? This agreement is شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله عبده ورسوله وسيدنا ونبينا وخاتم المرسلين وأن عليا أمير المؤمنين وأن وسيد الأوصياء وإمامنا. yes. افترضه وإمام افترضه الله افترض الله طاعته على العالمين وأن الحسن والحسين وعلي بن الحسين. Okay. Alright. Yes, I repeat it again. Okay. He said, for example, if the name of the dead person is Muhammad and his father's name Ali, it should be said thrice, three times, اسمع افهم يا محمد بن علي. اسمع افهم يا محمد بن علي. اسمع افهم يا محمد بن علي. And then he should say هل أنت على العهد الذي فارقتنا عليه من شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله عبده ورسوله وسيدنا ونبينا وخاتم المرسلين. Okay, so the person is saying to, is talking with a dead body, and he said, "هل أنت على العهد الذي فارقتنا عليه من شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله عبده ورسوله وسيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وأن عليا أمير المؤمنين وسيد الأوصياء وإمام افترض الله طاعته على العالمين. Is that okay, Al-Zahra servant? Is that okay with you? You are following, you are writing this, reciting? Or should I make it more, not so fast like this? Is it okay with you? Good. Very good. Very good. Yes. And Imam افترض الله طاعته على العالمين وأن الحسن والحسين وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر. Okay. Good. وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والقائم الحجة المهدي صلوات الله عليهم أئمة المؤمنين وحجج الله على الخلق أجمعين وأئمتك أئمة هدى أبرار. يا Here the name of the dead person and his father should be called. We suppose him this name Muhammad ibn Ali. We suppose the dead person is named Muhammad ibn Ali. Ya Muhammad ibn Ali. And then the following words should be said. إذا أتاك الملكان المقربان رسولان من عند الله تبارك وتعالى وسألاك عن ربك وعن نبيك وعن دينك وعن كتابك وعن قبلتك وعن إمامتك فلا تخف ولا تحزن. Don't be afraid. Don't be sad. وقل في جوابهما الله ربي ومحمد صلى الله عليه وآله نبي والإسلام ديني والقرآن كتابي والكتاب قب والكعبة قبلتي وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب إمامي والحسن بن علي المجتبى إمامي والحسين بن علي سيد الشهداء بكربلاء إمامي وعلي زين العابدين إمامي ومحمد الباقر إمامي وجعفر الصادق إمامي وموسى الكاظم إمامي وعلي الرضا إمامي ومحمد الجواد إمامي وعلي الهادي إمامي والحسن العسكري إمامي والحجة المنتظر إمامي صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين والحجة المنتظر عجل الله فرج إمامي صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين أئمتي وسادتي وقادتي وشفعائي بهم أتولى ومن أعدائهم أتبرأ في الدنيا والآخرة ثم اعلم يا He is going to repeat the name Ali ibn Muhammad. Then here the name of the dead person and his father should be called. And thereafter it should be said, Inna lillah tabaraka. Inna lillah tabaraka. Wa ta'ala Rabb. Wa inna Rabbi. وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله رسول وأن علي بن أبي طالب إن الله ربي ومحمد صلى الله عليه وآله رسوله وأن علي بن أبي طالب و supposed to be وأن أئمة المسلمين 12 أئمة وأن ما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وآله حق وأن الموت حق والسؤال منكر ونكير في القبر حق والبعث حق وأن النشور حق والصراط حق والميزان حق وتطاير الكتب حق وأن الجنة حق وأن النار حق وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور Yes. Then the following words should be said. أَفَهِمْتَ يَا Here the name of the dead person should be called as we suppose him, Muhammad ibn Ali. أَفَهِمْتَ يَا Muhammad ibn Ali. And thereafter the following should be said. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ بِالْقَوْلِ ثبتك الله ثبتك الله بالقول الثابت وهداك الله الصراط المستقيم عرفك الله بين عرف الله بينك وبين أوليائك في المستقرين من رحمته في المستقر من رحمته then the following words should be uttered. اللهم جافي الأرض عن جنبيه. وزد بره عليك وإليك منك برنا. اللهم اللهم عفوك عفوك. Issue number 636. It is recommended that the person who lowers the dead body in the grave should be pak. Means that the person who lowering the dead person should be what? Should be pak. Means on wuku. Yes. Pair-headed and pair-footed, and he should climb. Yes. Can you please repeat from Allahumma? Ah, yes. Allahumma afuka afuka. This is the last sentence you mean? Allahumma jafi. Allahumma jafi al-ardha an jambayh. That's it. Allahumma jafi al-ardha an jambayh. Wazid birrihi alayka. Was it birrihi? Yes, jafil, yes. Allahumma jafil arda an jambayh. Jafil arda an jambayh, it means make it wider and wider. It is, Allah yarhamha al-alwiya. It is recommended. It is recommended, but these recommended things, as I explained to before you attend the lesson, these are bringing the benefit for the dead person and the living ones. Yes. So, Allahumma jafi al-ardha an jambayhi. Was it birrihi ilayka wa alayka minka burhanan. Allahumma afuka afuka. Afwan. Sorry. Allahumma جافي الأرض عن جنبيه وزد في بره إليك ولقه منك برهانا اللهم عفوك عفوك. Yes. Yes. Do you have a question, Sayyid Ali? He said, not all of this were. This was dedicated to my mother last year. Yes, it depends on the people who are burying, if they memorize these things or not. At least each one should take the books which has these recites. Yes, just like Mafatih al-Jinan and so on. Yes. It is recommended that the person who lowers the dead body in the grave should be pak, pair-headed and pair-footed, and he should climb out of the grave from the feet side. Yes. Yes, as Zahra said, it says Jafi. What does it mean? Yes, Jafil, I explained that. Jafil arda an jambayh. It means not to let the earth so close to his body, crush his body, and don't make his grave so narrow, but make his grave so wide that because the dead person, we cannot see this, but he will sit and see if he is good, that his grave will be so wide in a big land, in a paradise, something like that. This is what we mean, Jafil. Jafil, it means make it wider, not don't make it narrow. Yes, Mr. Ali said, but when she passed away in the hospital and before her death, I used to keep repeating in her ears the names of Imam. This is very good thing, you know. This is very good thing. But when we put the dead body in the grave, into the grave, we should make talqeen. This is what we call it, talqeen, that the person who buried the dead person inside the grave, he should catch both shoulders, the right shoulder with his right hand, the left shoulder with his left hand, and he shake the dead person. And he said, yes, they did, that's good. That's the talqeen. That's the talqeen. They good. She's good, inshallah. May Allah bless her. Okay. And yes, so it is issue number 636. It is recommended that the person who lowers the dead person, the dead body in the grave should be packed, pair-headed, and pair-footed, and he should climb out. When he finished, he should climb out of the grave from the feet side. Moreover, persons other than the near relatives of the deceased, okay, should put the dust into the grave, not their relative, not the relative of the deceased, but the other people, yes, the other people should do what? Should put the dust into the grave with the back side of their hands, and recite the following: Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If the dead person is a woman, her mahram and the absence of a mahram, her kinsman should lower her in the grave. You see, if the dead person is a woman, her mahram and the absence of a mahram, her kinsman should lower her in the grave. You see, because حرمت الميت كحرمته حي. Good. You have done well. Yes. In order not to let the strangers touch the woman. Issue number 637. It is mustahab that the grave be square of rectangular in shape, and its height equal to 4 fingers. Span, a sign should be fixed on it for the purpose of identification, and water should be poured on it, and then those present should place their hands on the grave, parting their fingers and thrusting them into earth. Okay, then recite Surah Al-Qadr 7 times and pray for the forgiveness of the departed soul and say, Allahumma jafil arda an jambayh wa sa'id ilayka ruhahu wa laqhi min indaka ridwanan wa askin qabrahu min rahmatika al-muttaqin به عن رحمتي من سواك عن رحمتي من سواك. Again I repeat this. اللهم جافي الأرض عن جنبيه واسعد روحه ولقه منك رضوانا وأسكن قبره من رحمتك المتقين به عن رحمتي من سواك عن رحمتي من سواك. Now this is after closing the grave. These are after closing the grave. Issue number 638. It is mustahab that when the persons who attend the funeral have departed, the guardian of the dead person or the person whom the guardian grants permission should recite the prescribed supplications for the dead person. Yes, okay, you have to take their permission for reciting these supplications. Yes. Last issue, issue number 639. It is mustahab that after the burial, the bereaved family is consoled, praying for their well-being. However, if the condolence is given long after the event and if it serves to refresh the sorrowful memories, then it should be avoided. It is mustahab that food be sent to the members of the family of the deceased for 3 days. You see, not the opposite. Now in real situation, we do the opposite. We go and eat at the funeral house, at the people whom they lost one of their family members. We go and eat them. But in our Islamic issues, it said it is mustahab that we have to feed this family for 3 days, not the opposite. We go and eat in their houses. So it is, however, makruh to take meal with them in their homes. You see, it is makruh to take meal with them in their homes. Yes, this is the last issue. I'm going to read this issue, last issue 639. It is mustahab that after the burial, the bereaved family is consoled, praying for their well-being. However, if the condolence is given long after the event, and if it serves to refresh the sorrowful memories, then it should be avoided. And another thing, it is mustahab that food be sent to the members of the family of the deceased for 3 days. It is, however, makruh to take meal with them in their homes. Yes. Yes. Yes, Al-Zahra. Do you have a question? You don't have a question? Okay. Yes. I see that you are typing something. Yes, really what? Really what? You said really what? No, no. The sure thing in our religion that we have to cook and to send food for the deceased family. To deceased family for 3 days. Not to go and eat at their house. It is absolutely makruh. It is here, if you read, it is makruh to take meal with them in their homes. It is makruh. Yes, yes, daughter. It is, unfortunately, it is wrong. It is wrong. It is not correct to go and to eat with the Fatiha house. No, It is makruh to go and to eat them, with them in their houses. But which is mustahab, which is good thing, it is not haram. It is not haram. Look, daughter. It is not haram to go and to eat in their houses, but it is makruh. And it is mustahab, you take food to them. You go and give them food. Okay, for 3 days. Why? Because they are in a bad mood, in situation that they lost one of their family's member. So they are in situation, it is difficult. But when you cook and send them food, they will feel that you are participating their sadness. Yes. As you said, that make more sense for you. Yes, that's correct. That's all for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin.